If you're a business owner, perhaps you can consider a larger donation for a write-off because we know the government isn't working on saving babies. A donation of $1,000, $2,000, $20,000, all gifts are tax deductible and will reach eternity. Please get involved today.
Philippians 3:20 tells us, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Heaven changes everything.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Partner with us and tell people about God's Son who came down from heaven to redeem us from sin. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or pledge online at AFR.net.
Welcome to the final day of Share-a-thon at American Family Radio. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and this is Real Truth for Today. And I'm joined in by my good friend Bert Harper for this hour as we finish out Share-a-thon this last day and encourage you to join with us in giving and praying in making a difference around the nation and around the world through the internet as we share the truth of God's word. So Bert, welcome back once again.
Thank you, Jeff. It's good to be with you, and we appreciate this program on a normal basis. That means when we're not doing Share-a-thon, but it's a joy to be a part of this program during Share-a-thon and just share the good news of Jesus Christ and the ministry that AFR has, not just to the nation, but to our world because of the internet.
Now, Bert, I don't know if we set a record, but we had a great number of people call in from 6 to 7 this morning. What was the final number?
We had 228 individuals that called in. That doubled what we did Wednesday. And
oh, wow.
So wouldn't that be great to double what we did yesterday on this hour? And so the numbers are really, really good. Last hour, they averaged over 200 callers. And so we need to do that as well. We need to have about 300 callers this hour. And the incentive is there, Jeff. Let me just read what's on the board in front of me. There's a $150,000 challenge from now until 12 o'clock. Now, that's a long time. I would love to use a lot of it up before 12 o'clock here in your hour, you know? And you can do that by calling 877-616-2396.
Well, the theme for Share-a-thon, Fall Share-a-thon 2023, is heaven changes everything, and it really does. You know, Paul said in Colossians 3, if then, or since then, you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Now, Bert, as we've been saying, Christ is revealed to the Christian when he comes in the clouds. And one of the great, Bible calls this our blessed hope, a great truth in Scripture is the rapture of the church. Although that has come under attack in these days, many people say, oh, that's not going to happen like that. But the Bible teaches that. It teaches that the Lord himself is going to descend from heaven. And that is our blessed hope, that we're not looking for the Antichrist. We're looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, who's going to come and deliver us. And when he does, he transforms the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory through the exertion of the power that he has, even to subject all things to himself.
Amen. And something I say on Exploring the Word, and it's I do not know the first person I heard say it or who to give it credit to. I just know I've heard it, and I repeat it. We are not to be on the planning committee. We're on the welcoming committee. So God's already made the plans. God has laid them out, and as best we can see them in the Word of God, we see that time approaching of the gathering up of the church to himself. And we want to, as many people, go up with him at that time to meet him in the air. And so we are ready for that. We just heard on the headline news at the top of the hour, they were interviewing Ray Comfort. And he says there's this tension about the second coming. One, It's our hope. But also, we have loved ones that need to get saved before he comes back. Right. And so here we are. We need to be busy about sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And on AFR, we are committed to that task. That's part of our mission statement, to aid the church in carrying out the Great Commission here at our home, but also around the world. So, and because of the internet, Jeff, we're able to do that. That's and when you call and make that pledge, that you're part of that. That's a missional. And I'm telling you, if you're a born again believer, you ought to be missional.
Amen. Well, you know, as has been said, at the coming of the Lord, it's the blessed hope for the Christian, but it's not a great thing for the unbeliever. God is going to judge sin, and people don't like that aspect of God. We try and create God in our own image, that God's just this big ball of mush that has no standards, and he didn't write commandments in stone with his finger. He wrote them in pencil, subject to erasure. But that's not God, and so we have to approach God for who he is, not who we want him to be. And Bert, as we think about the coming of the Lord, as our minds are on Israel and what's going on and the potential for World War III, you know, Israel is now fighting a two-front war, Gaza in the south and Hezbollah in the north, and they bombed Damascus and Aleppo this morning. And so we think about all that's going on there. God is going to protect his people. God has made promises to the Jewish people. God has made promises to his people, the Christians. And we are in the church age, and the end of the church age is the rapture of the church, the bride of Christ. And then will come the tribulation period and all those things that take place. And, when times are tough, here's the good thing about tough times, Bert, many will turn to the Lord. We don't do well as human beings. We don't seem to do well in prosperity. We love prosperity, but prosperity makes us lazy, spiritually lazy. When you have times of adversity, those are the times that you call upon the Lord.
We really do. I had a man that I met. He came to our church here in Tupelo and was with us a week, Joseph's son. Joseph was in exile from Romania before, you know, the Iron Curtain fell, and he was here. And I remember him saying words just similar to that, said it's really easier to be a real biblical Christian under persecution than it is under prosperity. Prosperity gets us to be lazy. It gets us to be I would say careless with our Christian life and our money. But when persecution comes, it is nailed down to who our trust is in. It's not in chariots. It's not in money. It is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so these days that we're living in, I think a lot of Christians are examining themselves, looking, is this really real? And I pray that it is real for you, that you do know Christ as Savior, those of you who are listening, and that you are following him. And we want to, as you said, when he comes back, yes, it's joyful. We get to be of the Lord, but those who are left behind, judgment. It's the wrath of God being poured out. And so, Jeff, we need to do all we can to let everybody know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through him. There's not enough good works. There's not enough money. There's not enough time. You need to trust Jesus. And the Bible says today's the day. So if you've never trusted Christ and you're listening today, we want you to open your heart up, repent, turn away from your way and your sin, turn to Christ. He died on the cross. He was buried. He rose again. And if you, by faith, and in your heart, trust him with all your life. I want to tell you, he'll set your feet on a solid rock and put a new song in your heart, and he'll head you in the right direction. That's the promise of God, and that's the good news that AFR is going to declare now, and as long as we can, we're going to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
Bert, I preached last night about the blessing of Jacob to his sons, Genesis chapter 49, and it was really a prophecy. This is what's, you know, going to happen to your tribe, your lineage. And, you know, as we talk about people dying without Christ, it's just it's a horrific thought. I ran across this quote from David Brainer, who was the missionary to American Indians in the 1700s. He said this right before he died: "I am going into eternity, and it is sweet to me to think of eternity. The endlessness of it makes it sweet. But oh, what shall I say of the future of the wicked? The thought is too dreadful." Mm. One of the reasons we do what we do at American Family Radio, American Family Association, is because we care about people. We love people, and we speak the truth in love, because this world is a sinking ship. My friend Tim Lee, evangelist Tim Lee, Bert, he says this. He says, "You don't have to go to heaven and you don't have to go to hell, but you can't stay here on earth. You're going to go to one of two places, and God's not going to make you go to heaven. He invites you to go to heaven. And every person who goes to hell goes there because they chose that. They said to the Lord, 'Not your will, but mine be done.' And Jesus will say to them at the judgment, 'Hey, not my will. I wanted you to be saved. I wasn't willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Not my will, but yours be done.'"
You know, when you were saying that, I couldn't help but think about the coastal cities and towns that I've been in. Our son lived in Charleston, South Carolina for a while. And when we would leave Charleston, we would see these, it would call hurricane route. In other words, if a hurricane was coming, this is the way out. If not, you are going to have to be there when the judgment of the hurricane comes. You need to get out. And this is the route. You don't go your own way. You don't pick it out. No, you go the way, the hurricane route. Jesus has made a way, and that way is Him. He is the way. And so that is exactly true. It's going to happen. Time's going to catch up with us. Judgment will come to us, whether we're wheat or we're tares, whether we're, the Bible uses these illustrations, goat or sheep. And so if you need to be on the way to the Lord, and we pray that you have trusted Christ. And if you have, we want you to serve the Lord. And one of the ways you serve the Lord is by giving of yourself, your time, but also your finances. And if you give into your local church, praise God, we want you to do that. But if you would, we would love for you to share with AFR. We're on mission for God. And you can make that pledge at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And I'd remind you, we're in the middle of a $150,000 challenge. That means basically whatever you give during this time is doubled. You give $200, it goes up $400. They've set that money aside, and they said, if you can match it, you can have it. And so that $150 is there, ready to help and ready to be used for the Lord. Let's make those phones ring. They are ringing. They're, you know, I'm at a board, Jeff, where I can see the number of people who are calling in this hour, and the numbers are good. We need to keep it that way. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. But call now, 877-616-2396.
Amen. It's a privilege, and it's a blessing to be able to give generously and cheerfully to the Lord. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. So, Randy, do we have time for one testimony?
Go ahead. He's going to play it. Let's listen.
My name is Pete. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I listen to y'all all day. Y'all been a big help in keeping my mind straight and walking with the Lord. Thank y'all very much.
Amen. Blessing as we listen and as we have our minds renewed by the Word of God, as it's taught, as it's preached, as it's discussed. Bert, in your program with Alex, you answer questions about the Word of God, questions people have to help them grow. You know, the Bible says of itself, it says it's our milk, it's our bread, it's our meat. And so how do we grow physically? We grow by eating milk, bread, meat. We have to eat. And spiritually, we grow by feasting on the Word of God and spending time in the book. What is the Bible? It is God's mind in print. And as we spend time in the Word of God, as we listen to it preached and taught, we grow spiritually. And one of the things I love about American Family Radio is its commitment to the truth, commitment to the Word of God. We don't deviate, we don't compromise, we don't equivocate, we stand up for truth. Paul told Timothy, the last chapter he ever wrote, Timothy, preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction, because men, women, boys, and girls need to hear the truth. This is Real Truth for Today. I'm Pastor Jeff Shreve with Bert Harper. Don't go away. I'd like to take a minute and have a heart-to-heart with you. If you're able, place your hand over your heart. Can you feel it? My strong heartbeat reminds me that I'm alive. See, it's the same for an unborn baby. Their heart begins to form at conception, and at just 3 weeks is already beating. At 5 weeks, a baby's heartbeat can be heard on ultrasound. That's where preborn steps in, rescuing 200 babies every day from abortion simply by providing a mother with a free ultrasound and allowing her to hear her child's heartbeat and see their perfectly formed body in the womb. By 6 weeks, eyes are forming. By 10 weeks, a baby is able to suck his or her thumb. Preborn needs our help to save these precious souls. For just $28, you could be the difference between the life or death of a baby. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
Hey, my name is Vivian Wallace, and I'm from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I started listening to AFR actually 3 years ago on the spring to Cherubon. I was headed to work one morning and just happened upon the radio station, and I honestly don't think that my station has changed since then. My day cannot begin unless I listen to JJ and John in the morning. They have such encouraging, uplifting words, and on days whenever I need it most, things that they might say or play in music touch me in ways that just makes it that much better. It's also amazing to see my six-year-old daughter in the backseat praising Jesus on the way to school. JJ, your dad jokes are everything. Even if they aren't funny, it always gives me a good chuckle in the morning. I absolutely love listening to Abraham Hamilton III, the Addisons, Dr. David Jeremiah, and so many more. I have AFR on my phone that I listen to at work constantly. I also love that you stay up to date on things that are happening in the world that the mainstream media doesn't share. Thank you to everyone at AFR for what you do. You are doing God's work, and for that I'm beyond thankful. My prayers and thoughts are with you all. God bless.
And make your pledge. Or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on AFR.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve along with Bert Harper on the last day of Share-a-thon. The number to call is 877-616-2396. Or you can go online, AFR.net, and you can share your best gift. and make a difference and partner with lots of other brothers and sisters around the country as we share the good news through the airwaves in cities all across America and then online with people all across the world. We share the truth of God's word. We keep Christians informed with what's going on. And Bert, we've talked about this a lot. That's one of the hallmarks of American Family Radio. It's current events and news from a Christian worldview, a biblical worldview. We say Christian worldview. It's a biblical worldview because Christian has been watered down so much. So it's what does the Bible say? What does the scripture say? When we look at all these events taking place, let's look at them from a biblical worldview.
And that is true on each and every program. It's that I've been on the part of like looking at an individual that we want to air their program, and they've come to me and say, Bert, would you mind listening to some of this and hear what they're saying? And we're looking for a biblical worldview. When you look at the scriptures, a preacher, we're looking for someone that knows the word of God is the word of God. It's truth. It is a literal. When we say literal, we mean it is given. We believe it's literal the way God gave it. In other words, when Jesus is the door, we don't say he's a wooden door. No, he is the way in. So we believe that. And then we look at the biblical worldview of how they view life, how they view marriage. Is it from the biblical view, not from the secular, not even from the Supreme Court, but from the biblical worldview? And that's what you're going to get here on AFR because we are committed to that. It was started that way. We continue that way, and we're going to go that way. And so be a part of that. And you can call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net and make your best gift today.
One of the things, Bert, you know, when you think about the founding of American Family Radio, American Family Association, Don Wildman was a Methodist pastor. And sad to say, but most Methodists aren't known for a strong stance on Scripture, but Don had that. And he was one of a few in his denomination that really stood up for the Bible, and he didn't back up or let up or shut up. He was strong, and he was out there, and he saw what was going on way before other people did. That the country was going to the left and moving hard to the left, and what do we see today? You know, when Don started American Family Association, we still believe that men were men and women were women, and you couldn't be the other. If you're XY, you're male. If you're XX, you're female, and that's not changing. But now we live in such an upside-down world, as the prophet Isaiah said, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness. And that's the world we're living in today.
It really is. And again, Don was... he was a bulldog when it came to that. The conference that they would have here in Mississippi, they knew in those early years, Don Wildman was going to bring something up that would be a biblical view. And the leadership really wanted to avoid it because they didn't want to cause this row to go on. But Don would push it. He didn't back down. And when the opportunity came for him to start American Family Association in 1977 is when he started that. And then in 1991, that AFR, American Family Radio, started. And he was a visionary seeing that. And they said, well, look what's happened to the world. If it hadn't been for ministries like AFR, Focus on the Family, it was started in 1977, by the way, as well. And that's when our first son was born. And I tell folks I needed all the help I could get. So God started American Family Association, Focus on the Family. And it is neat to see what God has done, raised Don Wildman up, passed it on down, passed the baton to Tim, and Tim is carrying that baton well to stay with the Word of God and what does the Bible say. And so we want you to be a part of that. We ask you to, and we're going to be faithful with your money. We're going to be faithful with our message that it is going to be stewards of what God has given to us, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit in our lives, the finances that he's made and given toward this. We're going to be good stewards of that. So you can call 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net with confidence. It's going to be used for the glory of God.
You know, such a testimony to Don Wildman and his wonderful wife, and then Tim and Allison, because the qualifications for a pastor, 1 Timothy 3, and for a deacon, one who manages his own household well, keeping his children under control with all dignity. And then it says for deacons, let deacons be husbands of only one wife and good managers of their children and their own households. The most important thing that we have, Bert, is our children. Our children and our grandchildren, outside of our relationship with Jesus and our relationship with our spouse that God has given us, the most precious thing we have are children and grandchildren, and we desperately want to see them not only come to Christ, but grow in Christ and walk in the faith, and Don has seen that in his family, Tim has seen that in his family.
They really have.
That's a testimony to how he lives his life. You know, you can be one way at church and another way at home, and your kids pick up on that. Dad's not consistent. What I was talking to George Barna just the other day and about his brand new book, Raising Spiritual Champions, and he said, the thing that makes the biggest difference in the home is consistency. Kids are looking, they know you're not perfect, but they want you to be genuine and they want you to be consistent in your Christianity.
It is, and I saw that and I've seen that, and you're talking about children and grandchildren. I think I mentioned it on this program, if not another one. I had the privilege of baptizing one of my 10-year-old grandson, Caleb, this past Sunday, and I used that scripture in 3 John, the fourth verse. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. And that is what it's about, to pass it on. You pass that baton. Now, let me share with you, if you're in a relay race, the most important time is the exchange. Now, what's got to happen? The runner who has the baton has to extend it and hold on to it until the next runner reaches back and grasps it and takes it for himself. And so it takes two to pass this on to generation to generation. It takes the one who is running the race and handing it off to the next generation, and that generation to take it and run with it. That's why the book of Proverbs talks about that so much, about obeying the laws of your mother and your father, and take it. It's health to your soul. And so those of you that have been faithful, hand it off to the next generation. But let me just suggest those who are the next generation, reach back and take it. Right. It's got to be yours. It's got to be yours. Have you ever heard God has no grandchildren, Jeff?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, God doesn't have any grandchildren. What does that mean? That means that each individual has to deal with God, deal with his sin, come before the Lord, and respond to his grace. I can't do that for you. Bert can't do that for you. Your mom, your dad can't do that for you. Adrian Rogers used to say, sin is personal and so is salvation. It's a personal decision that each individual has to make to come to the Lord in repentance and faith. And now, moms and dads, we have a big impact in that, because we set the tone in our home, and you can set a godly tone in your home. As you say with Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And your kids know, hey, mom and dad love Jesus. They love each other. They love us as their kids. And they are serious about walking with Jesus. A kid who grows up in that kind of environment, Bert, it's not 100% guarantee that they're going to come to Christ, but boy, the chances that son, that daughter will trust Jesus go way, way up when mom and dad really live it out.
That is so true. And matter of fact, tonight I'm speaking somewhere, and I'll be sharing some of those truths, because I can tell you, Bert Harper didn't do it perfectly. Our three sons that right now love the Lord, I thank God for them, but it's a lot of grace. I praise God for God's grace in our life. But let me just share with you, it doesn't take away our responsibility. God's grace is immeasurable. I praise God for that. But our responsibility is great. We're being consistent, trying to live it. Somebody said, taught and caught. I believe that with all my heart. They see it, and they want to imitate that. I praise God for that, but they want to hear why. We need to be apologetics in our own home. This is why you need to trust Christ. This is why you can trust Christ. This is why the Word of God is true. And do your best to let that be heard and seen and observed, and let them see those good works that are in you. And that consistency is important. And guess what you're supposed to do when you mess up? You need to confess it and get it right, don't you? And you don't try to hide it. God already knows it. Can I tell you something probably about your children? You don't get to hide it from them. They can pick up on it pretty quick, can't they, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. So I have Bert, my middle daughter, Amy, came in last night. She got here about 10:30. They live in the Woodlands in about 4.5-5 hours away, and came in with her husband and her two little boys, Jack and Chase. Jack is a little over 2, and Chase is 7 months. And so we were up late last night, and so after we finished the program at 6 o'clock, I hurried home to see them, and I was getting some coffee, and I raised up and I hit my head on the cabinet that didn't close. You know how that just jars you. And so I didn't say anything, you know, bad, but I was not very happy about that because it hurt. And so Amy's just, she was watching to see how is Dad going to react.
Even as an adult watching.
Yeah. And so, you know, I tell people this all the time. It's not really how you act as much as how you react that reveals your walk with the Lord. We can act a certain way, but when someone cuts you off in traffic, when someone does something, you know, whatever is inside, you're kind of like a cup of coffee or liquid or water, whatever it is. When you get jostled, what's going to come out? Well, it's what's ever inside. My pastor used to say, your life is like a tube of toothpaste. When you get squeezed, what comes out is what's inside. Yep. And so, you know, Bert, sometimes we handle those little irritations well, and sometimes we don't handle them very well. And so I was kind of gritting my teeth and closed the cabinet a little, maybe a little stronger than I needed to. But Amy thought that was so funny.
Well, listen, it's Christ in me. Now, Christ is not the problem. The end is not the problem. The problem is me. Yes. And I want him to have every area of my life. Those times when I am being squeezed, when I'm being shaken, may God have his way in our life. And you remember that old saying when computers first came out, junk in, junk out.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Garbage in. And we, in a sense, have that like it is with the computers. If you don't put in the Word of God, if you don't put in the fellowship and thankfulness and an attitude of praise, I want to just tell you the other junk will come out. And so we're asking you to help us all day long to try to encourage people to let Christ be Christ in your life. And when you call 877-616-2396, you are making it possible not only for yourself, but for others to hear this good news of what God can do. Hey, Jeff, do we have time for a testimony? You ready for it?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think Randy's ready. Go ahead, Randy.
Jericho Warren, Worcester, Oklahoma. First and foremost, thank you, Brother Don Wildman. Thank you for thinking of the future generations like me and starting the American Family Association. None of this would have been possible if it wasn't for you. I have been an AFR listener for the past 5 years, and during that time, I have rededicated my life to Jesus Christ and also became a monthly supporter. I love sharing with people about all the awesome programs. A few of my favorite shows consist of Today's Issues, one of the new shows, Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shree, Exploring the Word with Brother Bert Harper and Dr. Alex McFarland, and Airing the Addisons with Will and Nikki Addison. Each show has helped me become more equipped as a believer. From getting caught up on the news and political issues of the day, dealing with real problems and how to work through them, learning more about the Bible by breaking it down one scripture at a time, and becoming more informed parents that better prepared when handling what this world is implementing on our children. I truly feel discipled to when listening to the American Family Radio program. and I'm so thankful for all the other resources they provide. I love you all, and again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
What a great testimony. I love that she likes our programs, Bert.
Amen. I noticed that in a row. Hey, listen, it's I think you said it earlier this week. You know, if you hear from one person that says something, even good and even sometimes critical, you know there's others, quite a few others that are thinking that and receiving that. So we want to do our best. Alex and I, we pray before we go on, and we say, oh, God, we want you to get the glory. We want truth to reign, and we want compassion to be shown. And so, listen, that's what we're trying to do here on AFR, so as many people as we can get to know Jesus Christ as Savior, and then after they know him, they become disciples, they become stewards of everything, and part of that stewardship, as I say, is citizenship. And we've been given much here in America for is our society and voting and everything. We need to be conscientious of that, don't we, Jeff?
We really do. And that's one of the beauties of American Family Radio, American Family Association. It keeps everybody informed. As we shared before, the sons of Issachar were men who understood the times and what Israel should do. And we need, as Christians, we need to be informed. We need to know what's going on and what to do. Now, as we've been praying for Israel, the verse that's been going through my mind is 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12, where Jehoshaphat prayed and said, Lord, will you not judge them? For we are powerless against this people. Neither do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And so it boils it down to we need to keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. We need to know what is going on, but ultimately we say, Lord, without you, we can't do it. We need you desperately. And we give and we support the ministries that lift up the name of Jesus and lift up the truth of his word. And it's a pleasure to give. And the number is 877-616-2396. Call today.
My name is Bill Bradford. I've served on the board of AFA for about 8.5 years, and I'm the pastor of Lawndale Presbyterian Church in Tupelo, Mississippi. Every Sunday, I want people to leave going, the gospel is true, Christ is the Redeemer I need, I'm a broken sinner who needs grace. AFA lives by that. At the same time, they're also applying that in a number of different areas that they can give a lot of focus and directness to. Religious liberty, the family, the unborn, things like that that we cherish as a local church, but they can give more effort and intensity to. So I'm very thankful for that. In addition to that, there's just a variety of resources that AFA puts out. Some of the ones that I've really appreciated of late is The God Who Speaks, and we've done The God Who Speaks in our Sunday school. It's a good resource for local church, as well as being able to see effects of Christian discipleship carried out and put on the ground in a very directed way.
This is Glenda, McCrory, Arkansas. I first found American Family Radio when I could not get the regular station I listened to while I was a rural carrier for the United States Postal Service. And I was not aware of y'all's station, but I have been a listener ever since. Y'all keep us informed, keep us updated, and I certainly do appreciate it. We need y'all desperately. Thank you.
Heaven changes everything.
Our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Fall Share-a-thon on AFR. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396 or visit afr.net. And thank you for your support during Share-a-thon.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. And it is day three, the final day of Share-a-thon. And the number to call, as you heard, 877-616-2396. Or you can go online, afr.net, and give your best gift to join with so many others who have been giving in these last days to further the ministry, the outreach of American Family Radio, American Family Association. So, Bert, what kind of numbers do you have to share with us?
Okay, the numbers for this hour, I was just telling Randy, they are great. We started out 258 the last hour. This hour, we're up to 266. That means more people are calling in. It means that means the finances are going up. And all together so far, and this is so important, and again, I say it just about every hour that I'm on, Tim Wildman, I think it shows his desire. He says, let's look at the people who call, the total pledges. He said he believes the money will really take care of it. But when we have people that are encouraging by calling us, that says a lot. 13,486 pledges have been made so far this Share-a-thon. Listen, when I first started doing this about 10, 11, 12 years ago, if we had more than 9,000 pledges, we were so excited. But we have seen the number of pledges go up year by year by year, and it's continuing this year as well to have this many people saying, we want to be a part of American Family Radio. And you do that by calling 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. Let me say this, Jeff, real quickly. Here's a challenge. You know, we try to get this. There's a $150,000 challenge right now. That basically means if you make a pledge, whatever that is, it will be matched by money that's been set aside by someone or some people that said, we want to encourage others, and if you'll match it, you have this money. And so let's do that. Make that call. We're setting at 266 pledges for the last hour. If you'll make those phones ring, we might get up to 300 pledges per hour. Now, I want to tell you, it will take a lot of work. It will take people calling in and also going to the website, AFR.net, because we could overload the telephones, but the AFR.net, they'll take care of it. So make that real today, right now, 266. This, let's go up to 300. See if we can get that. I love this last segment. It's like, man, we're headed to the finish line, and you got that adrenaline rush, and you want to get there quickly. And so that's where we are right now, Jeff.
Amen. Well, it's exciting, and the Lord is blessing. And, you know, as we have shared before, the words of Jesus, even if you give a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, Jesus said, you will not lose your reward. And the Lord notices, as we talked at 6 o'clock this morning, Bert, the Lord notices those gifts. He watched the people as they gave their gifts into the treasury. And what I love about American Family Radio, one of the many things, is we encourage Christians to tithe to their local church and to support their local church. These are supporting American Family Association, American Family Radio, or From His Heart Ministries, or any of these ministries. That's over and above. And so we that's what's called an offering. So we have tithes and offerings. An offering is over and above. And as we do that, as God blesses and we give back, the Lord is free to use us as a conduit of His blessings. And as R.G. Letourneau said, you know, I shovel it out and God shovels it back, because he was giving with a good heart and God kept blessing him because he was a conduit of the Lord's resources and the Lord's blessing. And he says he kept increasing in wealth. And they said, well, what's going on? He said, well, I shovel it out and God shovels it back, and he's got a bigger shovel than I do. And R.G. Letourneau had gotten to the place where he was tithing, giving on 90% and living on 10. So he was doing a reverse tithing situation, living on 10, giving away 90, and God just kept blessing him.
That is an amazing story. I remember hearing that as a teenager. And that's how old I was when I first heard about this. And I was amazed then, and I'm amazed now of what he did do. And now you have a college, you have so much in ministries that he, because of that gift he had, of giving. There's a spiritual gift, but I found out that spiritual gift, everybody ought to give, but some have the spiritual gift, and it really encourages others to give. And that's why we have the $150,000 challenge right now. Some people who probably have the gift of giving said, you know what? We want others to know the joy of giving and to be a part of something. They said, so put this aside, and when it is matched, use it to encourage others to give. And that's exactly what's happening. Let me just give a few names. I know we need to do a testimony, but I haven't done this too much today. But let me share this. Melva from Bastrop, Louisiana. Joan from Norman, Oklahoma. Kelly from, is it Kosse? K-O-S-S-E, Texas. Ann from Conway, Arkansas, Carol from Wyona, Oklahoma, Gary from Lexington, Tennessee, and Suzanne from Ponca City, Oklahoma. They've all called and said, we want to continue AFR, and we want to bless others as well. We've been blessed by others giving. Now we want to bless others by our giving. And you do that by calling 877-616-2396.
Amen. Well, Randy, let's hear another testimony from our listeners.
Hi, this is Haywood from Kosciuszko, Mississippi. I want to thank Dr. Don Wildman for what he's done over the last 40 years. He's been a great help to all America and all Christian. And I was over the road truck driver for many years. It was family while I was away from my family. And it's that way to this day. And I certainly appreciate it and all the staff. People they have that work there are just so fantastic and knowledgeable and helpful in every way. And may God bless them until Jesus comes and gets us.
Now, Bert, you've been a part of American Family Association, American Family Radio, for decades. Is that correct?
That is correct. I had the privilege of serving on the board. I moved to Tupelo and as pastor, and it wasn't long after that I was asked to be on the board, and I served on the board for years and got to be chairman of the board for 2 years after Brother Don had to step down. And then I was asked to come on board as here to help work with pastors and families and then do radio. And it's been a joy of my life. And so I found it a place. I agree with that truck driver. They're part of my family, and I love our three sons, my wife, our grandchildren, our daughter-in-laws, and my brother and sisters, and it's a joy. But I'll tell you this, I consider American Family Association, American Family Radio, family. And so, listen, Don named it correctly, family. that's his heart. When you see him, as he would love, especially children, when people would bring their children or grandchildren and they'd introduce them to Brother Don, the biggest smile would come on his face, and he usually had some candy or something to give to him. He was a joy to work with, and Tim is as well. And like you said, it's Tim and Allison. I know you and Debbie know them that way, and that's the way they are. They work together, and it's a joy to be a part of it.
Amen. Well, Bert, when we talk about heaven changes everything, that's our theme from Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20. You know, as we are following what's going on in Israel and the war in Ukraine, and it seems like our world and America is just so upside down. We call evil good and good evil, and schools have become danger zones, and things just seem to be falling apart at the seams. The Lord Jesus told us, when you see all these things take place, look up, be watchful, for your redemption is drawing near. Heaven does change everything. And when you understand as a Christian that the Lord has left us here on this earth for one purpose, one main purpose, and that is to witness. Now, the greatest commandment is to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. But we can do that in heaven. The second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. We can do that in heaven. The one thing that we can't do in heaven that we can do here on earth is witness to lost people. Heaven doesn't have any lost people. So we witness to lost people. We do that with our time, with our talent, and with our treasure. We shine for Christ, and we share. We open our mouths and share. And when we come together at American Family Radio, we share together, and we're partners in sharing the good news and in speaking the truth in love.
And that is stated in our mission statement. And it is important to have a mission. And God's given AFR a mission. So we put it down in print. And here it is. The mission of American Family Radio and Association is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. We look at that. We have it printed on a stand, so we have to see it all the time. And it says, this is our mission, and our vision is for us to be leading organization in biblical worldview training. Now, that's the idea, and you've made it so plain. It's so important to have a biblical worldview. It used to be called Christian worldview, but Christian has been so warped and so, I would say, mush these days. And we say a biblical worldview. In other words, you're to view the world through the eyes of God. When they look at Israel, we look at it as God would. When he looks at Ukraine, we want to see it as God sees it. As he looks at who should be the Speaker of the House, we do our best to bring a biblical worldview to everything that we look at and pray for that. So that's what we're going to try to do, and we are committed ourselves to do it the best we can here at AFR. So when you make that call to 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net, you are encouraging us and giving us the capacity to continue to do that. And Jeff, I know you and I and others, we are committed to that task, aren't we?
We are, and it's a privilege to do it. It's a privilege to get to stand in the Word of God. It's a privilege to come together and support the ministry of American Family Radio. And listen, the Word of God is truth. Jesus said, sanctify them in the truth, John 17:17. Your Word, Father, is the truth. And so we speak the truth in love on this radio station. We preach the truth in love. And, you know, the thing is, there's nothing more loving, really, when you think about it, than telling someone the truth. The Apostle Paul said to the Galatians, have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? We don't tell everybody exactly everything we think about them at any given moment, but you don't lie to people. Lying to people is not love. And we have just a proliferation of liars and liars in the pulpit, telling people what they want to hear, not what they need to hear. No doubt, Bert, I've heard Adrian Rogers do this before. He was kind of reading between the lines. You know, Noah's called a preacher of righteousness, but he was definitely opposed in his day telling people that a flood was coming to destroy the world. And no doubt there were some false prophets who said, you know, God is love. He would never do that. And so Noah is a false, a false witness for Jehovah. And the truth of the matter was God is holy, holy, holy. And God does judge sin. Every soul, the Lord says, is mine, the soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son, and the soul who sins will die, not just physical death, but eternal death. And Jesus is the only remedy for sin. He died on the cross for your sins, my sins, our sins, and we need to put our faith and trust where God put our sins, on the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can be saved from this perverse generation.
And AFR wants to do that, and you help. Again, we've referred to this closely to just about every program that Jeff and I have been able to share together, and that is a thank you. When we get to heaven, we're going to be able to know some people and see some people that strengthened us on our journey, on our pilgrimage with the Lord, and a lot of times we didn't even know they were a part of it. And I see all these names of Deborah, William, James, Garth, and others. I have not met them, but I want to just tell you, in heaven, there's going to be a thank you, because on Exploring the Word, we've had people that were saved calling in on Exploring the Word, and Alex and I have had the privilege of helping them come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they say, oh, thank you, Bert. Thank you, Alex. But I want to tell you, the people that made it possible for us to be able to be on the radio so those people could hear, God keeps up with that, and in heaven, we're going to be able to say thank you. So we're going to go to these people who have called in, Jeff, and called in and said, we want the gospel to go forth on AFR, and we get to go and say thank you for making it possible for us to be a part of that. That I believe that with all my heart. God keeps up with all those connections. We may not know them. We know they're real, but we don't know who it is, but God does. So make that call right now at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net and be a part of the family, the American Family Radio.
And may I just say on behalf of American Family Radio, Tim and Allison and the whole family, we are so grateful and thankful for you. And so whatever your gift, as you gave your best gift, as you gave a sacrificial gift to further the ministry, we are so grateful. And God is going to use that and use us together. You know, we can do so much more together than we can do by ourselves. And so we're just grateful for you. We're grateful for your listening each day. We're grateful for your giving and partnering with us.
Jeff, it's a joy to be with you on Real Truth for Today. And listen, I can tell you, Bert and Jan Harper likes the program. We are blessed by it, and we want you to keep on interviewing, keep on sharing, keep on telling the truth. You are blessing us through the ministry here at Real Truth for Today, Jeff. So I wanted to thank you for that, brother.
Thank you. God bless you. We'll go out and shine and share and let God use your life. God bless you. We'd like to thank our sponsors, including Preborn. Preborn has rescued over 200,000 babies from abortion, and every day their network clinics rescue 200 babies' lives. Will you join Preborn in loving and supporting young moms in crisis? Save a life today. Go to preborn.com.